This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Melissa, not here today. Again, she's yesterday she had just a minor surgery, kind of like a sinus surgery.
Yep.
And so Kyle is in. Back again. We didn't run him out. Kyle, congratulations.
Thank you. The text line loved me, so I had to make my return back.
The text line loved me.
They said very kind things, so I'm back.
Thank you, Kyle's mom, for all the texts.
Yeah.
We appreciate
thanks,
it.
Thanks, Mom.
So, Kyle, the nice thing I'll say, which we don't like it when Melissa's out. We love Melissa.
Love her.
And we hope she gets better soon, and we hope she returns very quickly. But when she is out, there is a minor advantage we have. We get to talk about things that we can't necessarily talk about when she is in the room.
Oh, I agree with that. I love that.
Mostly like TV shows that we have seen that she has not.
Because it's not that Melissa doesn't watch TV. It's that when we start talking shows and Melissa doesn't understand, she changes the subject.
She changes it so quickly. She's like a Jedi master. With the way she gets us to like just completely go on to a different topic, one that she knows about. She's great at it.
And then we forget what we were talking about, so we never bring it up again. But
right.
That's not happening today.
Not today, because it's just Kyle and I, and we're going to talk about it. Probably the best show on television, or at least the most recent best show that I have seen, is a Chicago staple, I would say.
Ooh.
It's a show on Hulu. Called The Bear.
Oh, I love The Bear.
I'm sure you've heard of it. It's like 8 episodes, 30 minutes. It's the most bingeable show ever. Our very own Lynn Bramer from XRT has multiple cameos, mm-hmm. or his voice does, multiple cameos in the show. It's so Chicago, this show, and it's so awesome, and it's so well done.
We have friends out in D.C. who texted me. They're watching The Bear right now.
Yeah.
They texted me. I have never craved an Italian beef in my life, and I need one now. And that's when I realized, you know, we were out in D.C. for a few years, came back. I never once saw an Italian beef. Italian beef is strictly Chicago.
I lived in St. Louis. You can't get Italian beef in St. Louis.
Well, did you see this news also that Italian beef sales are booming in Chicago right now because of The Bear?
Oh, my gosh.
Austin, I think Italian beef is becoming the new Chicago staple.
Wait, more than pizza and hot dogs?
I think more than pizza and hot dogs. I think it goes, right now, in the power rankings, I think it goes Italian beef, deep dish pizza, or tavern. I'm not going to get into a fight on that. And then hot dogs for most Chicago food. Maybe I'm crazy.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, okay. All right. This is what we need to do. Give us a call right now. 312-946-4995. If you're Chicago, we need you to weigh in, okay? 312-946-4995. What's most Chicago? Is the Italian beef? Is it the hot dogs? Or is it pizza? When you think Chicago, which one of those foods comes to mind? Nan in Lake Villa, where do you come out? What's the most Chicago food? Is it Italian beef? Is it pizza? Or is it hot dogs?
Italian beef.
Italian beef.
Oh, I love that, Nan. Why do you think that?
Well, my son had three friends come from Texas. They literally went to Portillo's right after the airport.
Right? Okay.
I didn't even think about the Portillo's.
I know.
Element.
I didn't. Right, right. Which Portillo's, I mean, you can knock out two of the three, right?
Yeah.
But that was it. A dip, Italian beef.
I dipped
all the way.
Italian beef. All right, Nan, have you seen The Bear yet?
I have not.
Oh my gosh, Nan, if you're an Italian beef family, you got to watch The Bear. It's incredible.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Man. Chris in Wonder Lake, what do you think is the most Chicago? Is it the Italian beef? Is it the pizza? Or is it the hot dog?
It's got to be the pizza. We have beef once a week. You know, it's all the Italian foods plus the hot dogs. But it's got to be the pizza. Just, you know, everyone's going out for beefs because of the show. But if you're true Chicago, it's pizza, baby.
Okay.
Deep dish.
All right. And are you from Chicago originally, right?
Born and raised. I'm from Melrose Park. You know, we're the Italian feast, you know. We're original Italian, born and raised.
Yeah. Okay. So and you're dead set on this. It's pizza, no question.
It's pizza. Number one thing you think of Chicago, deep dish pizza, not a beef.
Right.
But we have great beef. We love our beef. There was some hot jardinier. Oh my God. Mangia.
Have you seen The Bear yet?
I have not.
If you're born and raised Chicago, you've got to watch The Bear. It is absolutely phenomenal.
I will definitely check it out. Don't watch a whole lot of TV. Looking forward to Bears tomorrow.
That's true.
Preseason.
Yeah. No, you're right. Well, Chris, thank you so much for calling and weighing in, man. We appreciate it.
Hey, love talking to you guys. Missing Melissa, but we'll see her soon, right?
Yeah, for sure. She'll be back soon.
Hear her soon. You'll see her soon.
All right, man. But you have a good one, okay?
You too. Bye now.
Awesome. We actually just got a text from somebody who claims they are up in Chicago. They work in Chicago, but they're originally from Orlando. Portillo's are opening up down there. They think Italian beef more Chicago than pizza and hot dogs.
Ooh.
So we got people who are coming up from the South saying it's most Chicago thing,
the Italian beef. Wow. Okay. All right. Well, I mean, it's hard to fight against the pizza and hot dogs, but I mean, I guess maybe I'm going to give in. It's the Italian beef, right? Because it's like I'm on such a bear kick right now.
You know, I think we leave this up also to social media. I'm going to go post this to the US 99 Chicago Facebook page right now.
There
we're going to get the real opinions from the real Chicago
weigh people. In, okay? Only the truest Chicagoans should weigh in on this.
Yeah, only if you pronounce it Chicago.
Yeah, right. If you pronounce it Chicago, then go to US 99 Chicago on Facebook and weigh in. Italian beef, hot dog, or pizza? What's the most Chicago? It's Melissa and Aston.
US 99.
US 99 is doing something really cool right now where we are giving away a trip for four to Disney.
Disney?
Yeah, you heard me correct. How do you enter this thing? We're going to give a code word at 7:30. So just under an hour, we're going to give you a code word. All you have to do is text that code word in, and you've got yourself a trip for four to Epcot's Food and Wine Festival.
Let's go.
Now, with that said, today's One's Gotta Go is Disney themed. So get your text messages in to 44995, but make sure they are Disney themed One's Gotta Go. Let's make this tough. We've had some fun with this week so far. Kyle, you ready to play some One's Gotta Go?
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? I will say we've gotten some amazing responses on the text line. If you have a Disney-themed One's Gotta Go question, text 44995. Actually, the questions we're doing today, all via the text line.
Mike in Deerfield is going to be playing with us. Mike, how are you today?
Doing good. Playing with my favorite people. I know we don't have Melissa, but we got the dudes today. Let's do it.
We got the dudes. You know, we're just broing out. Just three dudes. Look, isn't this great? Just guys being dudes.
Just dudes in the morning. That's what we do.
Yeah, dudes S99. That's the name of the station we're working with. Okay.
Wonderful.
Kyle, what we got for Mike?
All right, bros, let's do this. Okay, first one of the Disney-themed One's Gotta Go today. One's Gotta Go, Mike. The genie from Aladdin or the fairy godmother?
Ooh.
You know, I got to tell you, when I was a kid, I always wanted a fairy godmother, but after what Will Smith did, man, I don't know. Are we going Robin Williams genie or are we going Will Smith genie?
That's a great question. That's a good distinction.
I personally go with the Robin Williams, but that's just my style.
Yeah.
oh, well, then Fairy Godmother's got to go. I can't get rid of Robin Williams. I mean, the guy's a legend.
Right, right. Mike, I'm glad you clarified because, yeah, you're right. If it's the OG, the original genie.
The original dude.
Yeah, I'm going genie as well. Plus, look, it's just dudes being dudes, just guys being guys right now. So no offense, Fairy Godmother, but I got to go genie here.
I like it. Look, nice little bro-ing out session. So let's continue the bro out here. One's got to go, Disneyland or Disney World. Which one you going with?
Oh, man. I mean, I've heard some really amazing things about Disneyland, but I've only been to Disney World. So Disneyland, you got to go, man.
Ooh, Disneyland's got to go. What do you think, Austin?
I love Disneyland because it's the original. It's much smaller. It's a lot smaller in person, which it can be viewed as a bad thing, but to me makes it more walkable. Disney World, it's so spread out. You got to take monorails to just place after place. So no, I got to say Disney World's got to go. Give me Disneyland, the original, because Disneyland walked so Disney World could run.
Oh, some friction in the dudes group, some friction. But we got one more question here. One's got to go here, Mike. Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani or the bros, the dudes group, the bro-ing out session.
Oh, wow.
Which one's got to go?
Mike, there is a right and wrong answer here.
Whoa. You're going to do this to me right now?
Got to do it to you.
Man. You know what? As soon as I hang up, the bros are disassembled. The bros are gone. The bros group got to go.
You think you know somebody.
I can't get rid of Blake and Gwen.
Oh, my.
I mean, come on.
So you're saying Blake and Gwen got to stay?
I mean, Blake's my favorite singer, and I love their relationship. I guess so. Blake's my dude.
Okay, well, you know what? Then that's fitting because he's literally right here with Gwen. And you know what? They're happy anywhere.
You think you know somebody.
Yeah. It's Melissa and Austin here on US 99, Chicago's country station. Follow the show at US 99 Mornings on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. And right now it's time for Dear Melissa and Austin. Since our lovely Melissa is currently out right now recovering from a minor surgery, Kyle is in for her. So I guess today it's Dear Kyle and Austin.
Dear Austin and Kyle.
Oh, I like that. That sounds so much better. Kyle, today we got an email from our friend Dana in Des Plaines. Dear Melissa and Austin. She clearly didn't know that you're in for Melissa today. So I had a feeling that I may be pregnant and decided to take some at-home tests.
Okay.
I took three. The first one said positive, but the other two said negative. So I decided to schedule an appointment with my gyno just to make sure and get some answers if I am pregnant or not. I have not yet told my boyfriend that I had taken tests. I also don't want to worry him about something that isn't 100% yet. I also just don't trust at-home tests anyway. Is it wrong that I have not told him yet? Sincerely, Dana in Des Plaines.
I think it is wrong. I mean, I'm the person who, if I snack in the middle of the night, I can't keep it from my wife. But like, I've been like that for years, where honesty is always the best policy, where if you have something like this, something that is life-changing, you got to keep them in the know, even if it's just a weird, not weird suspicion, but something like that.
Sure. I got to disagree, Kyle. I don't think it's that big of a deal, especially if it is negative. I think there's been plenty of times where my wife of 10 years, as of tomorrow, shout out, love you, babe. I think she may or may not have taken pregnancy tests and not told me. And we're married. So I feel like it's not that big of a deal. You know, if you're feeling something wrong in your body and you wanted to test it out, whether, you know, like, do you have to tell your boyfriend every time you get your temperature checked? And I know there's vast differences. Mm-hmm. But I feel like it's not important until it is important. You know, maybe tell him way after the fact where it's not as big of a deal, but I don't think you need to tell them right in the moment.
We could have a good debate on if you're doing tests multiple.
Yeah.
Going somewhere to a doctor,
That's where it has to be shared.
Yeah. Like, what if he's texting, like, hey, where are you up to? And now you're just going to be like, oh, I'm just heading around the block.
I'm at Barnes & Noble.
Personally, I would like to know as soon as possible. to maybe be there to help or do anything that I could. Hopefully he feels the same way. But honesty, as I said, is the best policy.
Okay. Well, you know what? I like this. I like this little debate we've got going on, this back and forth, because I'm curious to know what everyone else thinks. Where do you come out on this debate? Should Dana tell her boyfriend that she made the doctor's appointment to test once and for all whether or not she's pregnant? Dana, also, I hope you know you do now have to follow up with us to let us know if you are, in fact, pregnant. We want to know now.
Well, it could be our greater date.
You don't have to tell your boyfriend if you don't want to, but you got to tell us. But where do you come out on this? 312-946-4995. Do you feel like Dana is obligated or should tell her boyfriend that she's gone to the doctor to get the final test of whether or not she's pregnant? Or do you think, since, you know, the at-home tests, two of the three were negative, that she doesn't necessarily have to? Do you side with Kyle? Do you side with me? Where do you come out on this debate? Chris in Vernon Hills, where do you come out? Dana's debating whether or not she should tell her boyfriend that she is going to the doctor based on the fact that she could be pregnant, even though her two of her three at-home tests said she is not. Should she tell her boyfriend? She asked us, and now we're asking you.
Well, personally, I think that this Dana person should tell her boyfriend, because it's just like a good set for the relationship to be honest about everything. And it's really like better to have his support from the beginning than it turned into something that could not be supportive about. So
right.
I personally think that she should just tell him.
Even if everything comes back negative or whatever, just you think she should tell, like, go even before she even goes to the doctor?
Yeah, because then it's no harm, no foul. It's just literally letting him aware of the situation.
Okay. Perfect. All right. Well, Chris, thanks so much for weighing in, man. We appreciate it.
Huh? No problem.
Maria in Lake Villa.
What's your thoughts? Should Dana tell her boyfriend or not?
Absolutely. Unless it was immaculate conception or artificial inception, it takes two. If she's going to worry about it, he needs to worry about it too. But
yeah.
Fair is fair.
Okay. All right, so unless it's like Mary or Joseph, Mary doesn't need to tell Joseph, but Dana needs to tell her boyfriend?
Absolutely, positively. It takes two.
Okay, all right. Even if there's like, it turns out that it's completely false, like, you think like he should be in on that, like, potential worry?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If she's going to think about it, he needs to think about it.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, Maria, thank you so much for weighing in. We appreciate it.
Take care. Have a nice day.
Annette in Chicago.
What do you think about Dear Melissa and Austin today? Should Dana tell her boyfriend about the maybe pregnancy?
I do.
Okay. Why do you think that?
Well, listening to you guys, which I think you guys have great ideas. But my idea is, if he's a boyfriend and she tells him, she's going to find out his true feelings, for one, how he really feels about her. So if she keeps it from him and then she tells him and he's like, no, I want no part of this, she's going to be, of course, really upset and really hurt.
Like his true reaction right there in the moment.
Exactly.
No, I like that. That's something that's really, it's something to think about, you know, like seeing the true colors like right away. And then that way it gives her better insight for the rest of the relationship. If she actually does want to eventually, you know, if it comes back negative, if she eventually does want to have kids with this guy.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, I love that. Well, Annette, thank you so much for calling and weighing in. We appreciate it.
Okay. You have a guys have a great day. I listen to you every day going to work.
Oh.
You guys are all awesome.
Annette.
And I hope Melissa gets better.
Yes, we all do. Thank you so much. And thank you so much for listening. We appreciate it.
No problem.
Okay, well, it's unanimous. Everyone agrees with Kyle.
I mean, I'm pretty smart. I know what I'm talking about.
Okay, this is not what I needed this morning. I'm thinking, like, it's not that big of a deal. You know, like, if she goes and it's negative, you know, maybe tell him later. Mm-hmm. But clearly everyone's like, no, he has to know.
I just think Annette brought up a good point. You really get to see the type of person someone is in that moment. Is he going to be supportive? Is he going to run? So even if it is negative, it's going to help the rest of the relationship. I really liked all these phone calls.
Yeah, it was definitely a great point by Annette and great calls by everyone, other than the fact that no one, even an ounce of anyone, agreed with me. But other than that, yeah, it was great.
I mean, I love this text that just came in. Kyle's right, Austin's wrong.
Okay.
Man, what a great text.
All right. Kyle's mom, please stop texting the show. You're bogging down our text line. It's Melissa and Austin with Kyle in for Melissa.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes.
Liz in Woodstock, what's your great news today?
I went to the Florida Georgia Line concert on Saturday.
Ooh, and how was it?
It was fantastic.
Yeah? What was your favorite part?
Overall, just being there. I don't go to many concerts, and knowing that, you know, that they're on their last tour.
Yeah.
Was just an amazing experience.
That, where did you see them?
Woodstock.
Oh, Woodstock.
Oh, nice. Have you seen them live before?
No, never.
Oh, my gosh.
So you went out on top.
Yeah, final I was going to say, yeah, it's better to catch a glimpse of them while you can.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. It was amazing. They sounded exactly like they do on in their music, like live. It was just great. I had a great time.
That's awesome. Now, are you excited for their solo stuff? Like, have you heard Tyler Hubbard's 5'9"?
Not yet. I'm really excited for what both of them have to come, because knowing that they're still doing music, just not together. It still gives me hope that one day they're going to do a collab again.
Oh, yeah, for absolutely. Sure. For sure. Yeah, it's like, look, if you love something, you let it go. And if they love you back, it ultimately returns, right?
Isn't exactly.
That, and that's kind of like what we're doing with Florida Georgia Line. We're letting them both go. And then if they love us, which we know they do, they'll come back and return to us, right?
They'll cruise back to us.
Absolutely.
Nice. I like what you did there, Kyle. Oh, my gosh. Well, Liz, thank you so much for calling and sharing your great news. That is great news. I love that you got a chance to see them before they are no more.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, guys. Have a good morning.
You too. Thank you.
Becca and Crystal Lake, what's your great news today?
My great news is, well, it's kind of like a double whammy. So last week, I passed my Illinois teacher licensure exam to be an elementary teacher.
Okay. Oh, nice. Very nice, Becca.
Thank you. And then next week on Monday, I start student teaching.
Okay.
Awesome. Where are you student teaching at?
I'm actually student teaching in Chicago. So it's on like the northwest side. I'll be in a fifth grade classroom.
Okay.
I love fifth grade. Is that the grade you want to teach?
You know, I am not sure. I only have experience in second grade so far. So maybe I'll fall in love with fifth grade too. Who knows? I'm just very excited for the experience.
Yeah, that's going to be incredible. So what steps do you have to take? Like you'll obviously be student teaching. Is that for the full year, just the semester?
It's just for the semester. So this is my last semester, and then I'll graduate in December, and then hopefully find a job in the middle of the school year in January.
Yeah, right. Yes. Isn't that nice how that times out?
Yeah, but I don't think I'll have an issue.
Okay. Well, great. That's awesome. Well, Becca, congratulations. I feel like you're going to make for a great teacher if you're already passing tests.
Thank you. I'm so excited. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I think the key to being a great teacher, from years of being a student, especially in elementary school.
A bad student, yeah.
It's bribing kids. You got to bribe the kids.
Just bribe the children.
Just candy, games.
Yeah, extra recess.
Anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would agree with that.
Well, Becca, congratulations and good luck with starting the school year. We love our teachers around here so much. We appreciate all that you do for the children. And so thank you and good luck.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much.
US 99 and the Chicago Daily Beats with Melissa and Austin.
Austin, what are you most insecure about?
Oh, geez, where do I start? I always think that my feet smell, and I'm scared that other people can smell it too.
Well, that's a very specific thing, but I wanted to let you know that women reassure men that the silly things that we're insecure about, they don't care about. Can you believe that?
Seriously?
Yes. So on Reddit, this whole thing went around with, like, what are you most insecure about?
Yeah. Well, I mean, up until yesterday, I was insecure about, you know, maybe my chest hair. But you told me that the more chest hair you have, the smarter you tend to be.
Smarter you are, the cooler you are.
In that case, I have so much chest hair.
The most chest hair I've ever seen
on
a man. The
most, honestly. You can't even see my skin.
Well, but things like appearing feminine when you like things too much, or liking girly drinks, or being the smartest person in the room. These are things that men, more often than not, feel insecure about. But in the end, women do not care about that, Austin.
Really?
You can be the smartest man in the room. You can order the drink with the umbrella in it. And you know what? You don't. It's not the worst thing in the world to be under 6 feet tall. That's great news for us.
Yes. Okay. Well, all right. That makes me feel better.
I could keep listing things like, hey, you know, if you feel insecure speaking out over things. You don't feel insecure about that, man. You're doing great.
So even if my feet do smell, the women don't care?
I will say smell not popping up here. So maybe you should be insecure about that.
Okay.
I don't want to ruin your day,
but
like
signals here.
I mean, I'm just telling you, don't be insecure, but maybe be insecure on that one thing.
Well, I'll tell you one thing I am secure about, Kyle.
What's that?
The Cubs beat the Nationals yesterday, 7-5 in 11 innings.
Heck, yes, they did.
Go, Cubs, go. Go, Cubs, go. But probably the biggest win in Chicago last night, the Sox got another huge win against the Astros. This is the AL leading Astros. The Sox beat them 4-3.
Oh, but that's my phone. It's ringing. Oh, hello? Okay. I'll let them know. Hey, that was just the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred, okay, telling us Sox are back.
The Sox are back.
Yeah.
Okay.
He wanted to let me know.
If it's a call from the commissioner.
That's why I took it.
I was going to say, I don't think the commissioner has your number. Gene from Aurora, I need your help. My 10-year anniversary is tomorrow, and normally we don't do gifts, which is the case for this year, but then I realized 10 years feels like a gift-giving anniversary. Do you have any ideas for like a last-minute thing I could do for my wife?
I do. Possibly you could write her a letter, just kind of recapping the last 10 years and your love and admiration for her and companionship and all that good stuff, because it's very personal, sentimental.
There's nothing like a handwritten letter. It goes such a long way in anything. I do it every year for my wife's birthday, and she loves it. So.
Oh, wow.
Awesome. And then also you could make her like a kind of like a coupon for like a trip of her choice, because you don't want to plan it without her, but you know, here's a gift of a trip that you and I or the family can take, so she can redeem that anytime.
Oh, I like that. I like the idea of like, I didn't want to plan this without you, babe, so let's plan one together.
I totally didn't forget to get something. I was thinking of you the entire time.
Gene, that doesn't come across as suspicious, right?
Nope. Okay. I've been planning this coupon for months.
Okay, awesome. Well, Gene, thank you so much for your help. This was a huge help, and I appreciate it.
Sure, good luck.
Justin and Lowell, you got any advice for me? I need a last-minute 10-year anniversary gift.
So we're just like you guys, where we don't do gifts. We don't celebrate Valentine's Day or any of that stuff, right?
Yeah, it's great. So, I love that, because it's like you're just wasting money on each other.
100%, right? So for our 10-year, I thought the same thing. Like, hey, I better do something here. So it's like tin and aluminum is like the traditional thing, and I'm pretty handsy. So I'm an electrician by trade. So I tried to make this awesome like tin thing that said Justin and Jessica with a heart in it. It turned out looking like, I have no idea, just like this gobbledygook nothing. So my idea was to go buy cowboy boots with each other. We've never bought cowboy boots, so we went out to a store in Valpo, and it was the coolest experience ever to buy something for each other, even though leather is typically like 8 years or something like that. And now I don't wear anything but cowboy boots. So
oh,
it's kind of
nice.
Funny, right?
Yeah.
So it was one of those like random, like, hey, this is really terrible. I tried, but it's bad.
Yeah. No, I like that. And I'm glad you didn't go with like the make her something route, because it's like I get stressed out just watching Property Brothers, let alone making something myself.
Oh, so. It was horrible. It was terrible.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's a good idea. I like that. Going shopping together with her and getting something exactly. together. I like that.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, Justin, thank you so much, man. I appreciate the help.
All right. Love you guys. Thanks.
Love you too. Kyle, did you see what time it is?
Oh, boy, did I. It's my favorite time of day.
8:35-ish, which means it's time to play the 5 at 8:35. We got Bridget in Mount Prospect going up against Tessa in Portage. Tessa, say hello to Bridget.
Hi, Bridget.
I love Tessa. She's not saying anything back. She's solely focused on winning today.
But Bridget, we can confirm that you are there, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Bridget, yeah.
Tessa, you're calling from Portage. I got to ask, it's Melissa's hometown. Is the statue of Melissa still up in the town square?
Sure.
Yep, sure. Yep. Okay, good. All right, ladies, we're going to ask you 5 country questions. The best of 5 will win these tickets to see Hardy. It's a secret show on August 23rd. You'll find out the location closer to the event. It's put on Bush Country's One Night Only tour. And the most important rule is your name is your buzzer. You got that?
Yep, got it.
With all that said, let's play. Question number 1. Which country music superstar, known to drive circles around this town, is teaming up with Russian DJ Zedd for the second time with a new hit single that drops this Friday?
Bridget.
Bridget.
Maren Morris.
Is it Maren Morris? Oh, baby. Why don't you just meet me in the middle? Very good. All right, so Bridget is on the board 1-0.
All right, question number 2. You heard us singing there, so it wasn't as great as this country singer who sings the song One Number Away. Who is that singer?
Bridget.
Bridget.
Is it Chris Young?
Is it Chris Young? It is not.
Tessa, do you want to give it a shot here? Who sings the song One Number Away?
I have no idea.
I have no idea. No, we were looking for Luke Combs. Luke Combs sings One Number Away. All right, question number 3. What country artist nicknamed Chief actually has a first name of Kenneth?
Bridget.
Bridget.
Eric Church.
Is it Eric Church? It is Eric Church. Bridget takes a 2-0 lead heading into question number 4.
All right. This is a big one here, Tessa. You need to get this one right to keep the game alive. Question number 4. There's a Cold Beer Calling My Name is a popular country collaboration. Name one of the 2 artists who might be hearing a beer calling their name. Mm-hmm. 3 seconds.
I got nothing. I don't know.
You could have given us either Luke Combs or Jameson Rogers. But with a 2-0 lead ending into question 5, that means, Bridget, you are going to the Bush Country One Night Only featuring Hardy on August 23rd.
Congrats, Bridget.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Congrats.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Our 5 at 8:35 champion, Tessa. Don't worry, we're going to be giving these away the rest of the week, so you're more than able to call in again tomorrow for the 5 at 8:35.
Okay. All right, thank you.
All right. It's Melissa and Austin here on US 99, Chicago's country station. Even though our sweet Melissa is out, she had a minor sinus surgery yesterday, so she is recovering from that. If you'd like to send her a message, well wishes or anything like that, hit us up on Instagram at US99Mornings. You can DM us there. Thank you to everyone who sent in a message yesterday. We passed it on to her, and she was very appreciative. She felt very loved yesterday.
Yeah.
So thank you to everyone who sent those. If you want to send them again, it's US99Mornings on Instagram. With that said, Kyle.
Yeah.
Since Melissa is out.
Yeah.
I feel like, when the cat is away, the mice will play.
Absolutely.
I saw piece of news that I will bring up with you, but I would never bring up if she was here.
Okay.
You know our buddy Pete Davidson.
Oh, PDD, yeah.
Who Melissa, PDD, as we call him, who Melissa has the hots for, this guy. Yeah. And you and I, like most red-blooded Americans, just don't see it. I don't get it.
Don't get it.
Somehow, Pete Davidson has become a heartthrob, and I don't get it. Melissa thinks Pete Davidson is hotter than Chris Hemsworth. Doesn't make sense to me.
No sense.
Obviously he's blown up. He just recently broke up with Kim Kardashian.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be in a rom-com as the leading character in a rom-com.
Is the whole movie, it's basically knocked up again where it's like, I don't get it.
Right.
How can this work?
I was going to say, Amy Schumer already made the movie Trainwreck, so I don't know what they're going to, well, actually, I do know what they're going to call it. It's going to be called Meet Cute, and it's coming September 21st exclusively on Peacock. Which is good, because I don't think I subscribe to Peacock, so I won't be able to watch this.
I thought it was going to be She's Out of My League, too, and you could just cast any woman for that.
10 Things I Hate About You, but with Pete, it'd be like 100 things. No, I'm sorry. I don't hate the guy. I just don't understand the fascination with him. But apparently this film focuses on Sheila, played by Hayley Cuoco from Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
She's a woman who uses a time machine to repeat first meeting between her and Gary, who's played by Pete Davidson, in order to engineer love at first sight. It's called Meet Cute.
I can already tell Melissa while she's recovering.
Right. She's subscribing to Peacock right now if she's not already.
She's calling the executives like, hey, when can I get, I need this movie stat.
You know how Melissa's kind of hit or miss with the way she like puts things in her calendar?
Yeah.
This is already in the calendar.
No, she's already probably reminders. Like emailed us.
Yeah. She's like going to leave the show early on September 21st. Like, hey guys, I got to rush home real quick. Why? What's going on? I have an appointment. With who? With Pete Davidson.
The love of my life. What?
Oh my gosh. I don't understand her obsession with him.
I don't get it.
And now that he's single again, we're in trouble, Kyle.
Oh, big trouble.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.